AP News for Friday, February 10th. I'm Ben Thomas. More than a dozen people rescued across the earthquake zone of Turkey and Syria Friday, bringing glimmers of hope, with the death toll nearing 24,000 Friday night and sure to go higher. Millions homeless in the cold. U.S. fighter jet shot down an unknown object flying off the northern coast of Alaska, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It was much, much smaller than the spy balloon that we took down last Saturday. The way it was described to me was roughly the size of a small car.
And flying at 40,000 feet, it was deemed a threat to civilian aircraft. Word that former President Trump's legal team has turned over additional documents marked classified, including an empty folder, as well as a laptop belonging to a Trump aide. And an FBI search of former Vice President Mike Pence's home, done with his consent, turned up one document with classified markings. In Memphis, we've learned one of the police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols was accused years earlier in a brutal jailhouse beating. Other inmates found the incident so disturbing, the entire cell block signed a letter warning the corrections director about Officer Demetrius Haley. And police use of stun guns at issue in a deadly stop in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Police body cam video show 32-year-old Daryl Tyree Williams was repeatedly zapped with police tasers during a stop January 17th.
I'm going to tase you again.
Police allege they saw drugs and alcohol and that he struggled after they tried to put on handcuffs after finding white powder in his pocket. At one point, he tells them he has heart problems. They say he's breathing, but later they're seen on video doing chest compressions. While the cause of Williams' death is still under investigation, the group Emancipate NC is calling for the officers to be fired and for tasers to be banned. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Super Bowl 57 this weekend, the Eagles and Chiefs putting the final touches on their game plans. George Tanner has a preview.
The Eagles and Chiefs each enter the contest with a 16-3 record. It's the sixth time since 2000 the two number one seeds will meet in the big game. Philadelphia's Jalen Hurts could become the fourth starting quarterback under 25 to win the Super Bowl.
It'll be a great game. I mean, it'll be a battle. You got the best of the best playing against one another. You know, two really good teams, two well-coached teams, stacked with players. So it'll be a competitive game.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes will be the fifth signal caller under 30 to start three Super Bowls over a four-season span. George Tanner, Phoenix.
Game time is 6:30 Eastern Sunday on Fox. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.